The 2022 Seven Hills Winery Red Wine from Columbia Valley rolls in with the confidence of someone who just writes job employed on official paperwork. Just red wine. No varietal, no hints, no hand-holding. And if you've been around the cheap wine block as many times as I have, you know that usually means one thing. Sweet, syrupy, grape popsicle in a bottle. The back label didn't exactly calm my nerves either. Mostly a quick history lesson and a drive-by description of the wine itself. Thanks for the heritage. But what am I actually drinking here? I approach this bottle with the kind of caution normally reserved for gas station sushi. But then, plot twist. The first sip actually made me stop and check the label again to see if someone messed up and bottled a Cabernet Sauvignon by accident. Nope, still just red wine. This thing came in with some backbone. Noticeable oak, medium pukery-ishness, and a little spice kicking around. It's not some sugary grape juice trying to win over people who don't usually like red wine. It turned out to be an excellent sidekick to Easter ham leftovers, which is not always the easiest pairing. This one held its ground nicely. Enough structure to handle the salty sweet situation. It didn't steal the spotlight, but it definitely made everything better, which is exactly what you want unless you're hosting a wine tasting for people who use words like unctuous. Price was somewhere around $10.99, I think. The receipt has mysteriously vanished, probably because I stopped caring after the second glass. Either way, it's worth it. This is one of those bottles you grab a few of and stash in the rack for when you want something reliable without overthinking it. A red wine that actually tastes like wine. What a concept.